Okay, good evening, everybody. Couple of quick announcements before we start the shiur. The 10-minute halacha suggestion list is right up there, taped to that table. So if you have a suggestion of a good topic for a 10-minute halacha shiur, please put it down over there. Also, as you might notice, it's 7:45. I'm like by blood, I'm not a yucky, but it's my personality that I start on time, I finish on time. Also, in my effort to learn all of your names, if you don't mind, other than Yisrael, well, I mean, I don't want to start singling out people. So if everyone could just send me like a selfie of themselves from their phone, and then I'll be able to identify, I could study it and remember who's who. I'm very, very bad at names. It's just, I don't know why that is. Maybe I'm just not a people's person, but you know, it would be really good if I could pick up everyone's name in the next couple of days at least. So that is that. Oh, and also just Agav, if anyone ever asks you to get involved in kashrus, don't. Okay, that was my experience in the last 48 hours. Anyway, so tonight we're going to talk about a topic related to Tilcha Shabbos. We're going to start a series of topics related to Tilcha Shabbos. We're going to talk about Big Day Shabbos tonight. This is Chazara for Yisrael. Were you at Meshir Shabbos? Yeah. So it's Chazara for him. I don't think it's Chazara for anybody else. But anyone doing the Daf Yomi here by any chance? Okay, one or two. Okay, a few Daf Yomi people, a couple of Daf Yomi. So many of the sugyas that we learned recently in Daf Yomi relate to this topic. So, or the primary sugya about this topic, I should say, we just learned recently in Daf Yomi about a week ago, a little over a week ago. So it got me going on this topic. But I think it's an interesting topic. It's a fascinating topic. And I think there are a lot of misconceptions maybe about this topic. For example, there seems to be a misconception out there that when Shabbos starts, Shabbos is really, really intense. So that's when you need to wear a suit and tie and everything. And then as Shabbos goes, it sort of ebbs out, right? So by Shabbos morning, the tie comes off. By Shabbos afternoon, a pink polo shirt, right? That seems to be the minhag in a number of places. But that is not, in fact, the halacha. The halacha is that Kedusha Shabbos remains intact throughout the entirety of Shabbos. If anything, it might even intensify as Shabbos goes on. We commonly call the third meal of Shabbos Seudah Shlishis, but we commonly call it Shalashudis, Shalosh Seudos. And some of the Achronim explain that it's the culmination of all three meals. So in some way, it encapsulates everything. It encapsulates everything, and that everything up until that point of Shabbos comes to a crescendo at that point. So let's talk about some of the makoros relating to Shabbos clothing. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that if a person has clothing to change into for Shabbos, which was not a given throughout Jewish history, that people could afford a second set of clothing for Shabbos, but if a person could afford a second set of clothing, he should change into that set of clothing for Shabbos. But the Gemara says, if he doesn't have a second set of clothing, then he can easily modify his weekday clothing to make it usable, workable for Shabbos. How so? Yeshal shel begadav, the Gemara says. He should lower his clothing, meaning he should take a short jacket, let down the hem, and make it like a long jacket. He should take his clothing and make it somehow a longer clothing, and that way it's more Shabbistic. How is that more Shabbistic? So Rashi explains, because that's how Ashirim used to walk around. That's how rich people used to walk around, with longer clothing. The Gemara says, isn't that going to be Gassus HaRuach? Isn't it going to be Yuara? Doesn't it look like Gaiva that he's walking around like some rich guy? No, because since he doesn't do that every day, he only does it L'Kavod Shabbos, everyone's going to realize it's not for his own Kavod that he's acting that way. He's acting that way L'Kavod Shabbos. The Gemara says something similar just a few dapim later. The Gemara talks about how, I think it was Rabbi Zera, was Batza Akula Sherusa, that when he broke the Lecha Mishnah, the Machlokes Rishonim had to understand this, but according to some Rishonim, means he broke off enough bread. Rashi says he broke off enough bread with his first slice to last him for the whole rest of the meal. The Rashba says differently. He says that no, Batzah Kulu Shrusa means he cut both loaves of Lecha Mishnah. But anyway, the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Isn't that Mechzik Yuara also? Doesn't that look like Gaiva, that he's so rich that he can cut off enough of a slice of bread that it's going to last him the whole rest rest of the meal that he's taking such a large piece for himself. And we're saying, no, because he doesn't act that way normally. So as long as you're doing this specifically on Shabbos, it's evident that you're not acting in a gaivadik way. It's evident that you're only doing it l'kavod Shabbos and not for a person's own kavod. So the same over here with the clothing. A person can make his clothing more fancy by making it longer on Shabbos, and it's not a problem of gaiva. Then the Gemara darshins, so that's just without a drush, without a pasuk, anything. The Gemara just says that halacha. Then the Gemara darshins a pasuk. Pasuk in the Navi Shayo Perek Nun Ches, v'chibadito me'asos t'rachecha, that you should give kavod to Shabbos. And the Gemara darshins, how so? Shelo yehe malbushcha shel Shabbos k'malbushcha shel chol, that your Shabbos clothing should not be like your weekday clothing. That's how you give kavod to Shabbos. The Iun Yaakov, the commentary on the Iun Yaakov, says, how do I know that kavod means clothing specifically? So he points out, because the Gemara is going to darshan and daf kuf yutes in Masechta Shabbos, l'kadosh Hashem mechubad, that it's going on Yom HaKippurim, that the term kavod is used in the context of Yom HaKippurim. How would you think to be mechabit Shabbos? Good food, good drink, nice clothing, yeah, but if the term kavod is used by Yom HaKippurim, you know what aren't options? Food and drink. The only option left is nice clothing. And therefore, when we have to darshan the pasuk in Yeshayo that talks about kavod for Shabbos, we emphasize that it must be about clothing, that one's Shabbos clothing should be different than his weekday clothing. And the Gemara brings a raya that clothing gives kavod, that clothing projects an image of kavod. Because Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as mechabdosai, that which gives me honor. That a person dresses in a certain way, dresses with a certain level of dignity, a certain level of honor, that's going to bring honor to the person. The Iun Yaakov explains Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that. Why Dafka Rabbi Yochanan? That the begadim are mechabed the person. So he points out that you got to have bekiyas. You know, sometimes there are people that have not just bekiyas in the sugyas of Shas. Like they could tell you Osig Mitzvah Patim and a Mitzvah shows up or something like that. You know, not just bekiyas in the sugyas of Shas, but bekiyas in the personalities of Shas. What do we know about Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Iun Yaakov, Gemara Ba Metzia Daf Pei Dalid, he didn't have a beard. He was an unbearded man, and normally the way a person distinguishes himself as a Talmud Chacham or as a person of distinguished appearance is with a beard. Rabbi Yochanan didn't have that, so he had to wear his rabbinic garb, his rabbinic clothing, and that was mechabdosai. That's what gave him the kavod, because he didn't have the standard built-in features that many Talmidei Chacham have that would normally give them the kavod. So that's a second source. Rabbi Yochanan, based on the pasuk of v'chibadto me'asos rachecha nishayo perek nuches, so there's we learn that you're mechabit Shabbos with nice clothing. In the She'iltos Rav Chaigon, the Rav Chaigon writes that Big Day Shabbos is even more mefurish, because the fact that Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as mechabdosai, it's even more mefurish. It's not just about clothing, that it's about Big Day Shabbos. Rav Chaigon writes to Rabbi Yochanan, kari lemani davalavish bishabata mechabdosai. Ooh, even better than the Gemara. The Gemara only said that Rabbi Yochanan used to call his clothing mechabdosai, okay? So on Shabbos, where you have this extra inyan of kavod, he would have really nice clothing. But Rabbi Chaigon says, no, Rabbi Yochanan would dafka refer to his Shabbos clothing as mechabdosai. So it's dafka Shabbos clothing that gives a person kavod. And then the Gemara goes on and brings two other makoros for Big Day Shabbos. First, it says that Naomi tells Rus, that you should bathe and anoint yourself with nice oils and then put your clothing on you. And Rabbi Lazar says that the pasuk means that Nami was telling Rus, put on Big Day Shabbos. Meaning, it can't mean that Rashi says, it can't mean she was telling Rus to get dressed. Because it's not like Rus had a plan that did not involve getting dressed, right? Obviously, whatever she was going to do, wherever she was going to go, she wasn't going to go naked, right? Obviously, she was going to get dressed. So when Nami tells Rus, get dressed, it must mean something more than get dressed. It means get dressed up. Put on Big Day Shabbos. So we mikan that your person should be miyached, special begadim, for Shabbos. And another makar the Gemara brings in Daf Kuf Yudalud. The Gemara says, but this one's not as explicit that it's about Big Day Shabbos, although Achronim explained it to be about Big Day Shabbos. The Gemara just asks, minayin l'shinui begadim min haTorah. How do I know that min haTorah you're supposed to change your clothing? So what does that mean? It means like, what do they call in yeshiva, going coast to coast, right? That's not what it means. How do I know you're supposed to change your clothing? So it means for a special occasion, for some sort of occasion. And where do I see it in the Torah? So the Gemara answers, oh, it's a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Vav, by the Kohen who's motzi the deshen from the Mizbeach. It says, ufashat es begadav, velavash begadim acherim. Then he takes off the begadim and he wears new clothing. And the Marsha explains that this is, the Gemara is really asking about Big Day Shabbos. How do I know that you have to wear Big Day Shabbos? Oh, because the Pasuk says that when the Kohen is going to do the Trumas HaDeshen, and then he's going to do the Avoda, he needs to wear different clothing. Because you can't wear the same clothing that you wear while you're preparing a meal to then present the meal to the king. When you're preparing it, you're working in the kitchen and things are hot and messy and dirty and whatever. So then you wear lesser clothing, but then you change clothing to be prepared. So too on Erev Shabbos we're getting ready and we're moving. But then comes Shabbos and a person dresses in a more dignified fashion. Now this pasuk is clearly only in Asmachta. Big Day Shabbos is not a Din D'Oraisa. But it might have enough nafkamina ladini, even though it's only an asmachta. Right? Is there any difference? Why do I need, between a regular din d'rabbanan and a din d'rabbanan that we have an asmachta from a pasuk to associate that din d'rabbanan with? What would be the difference? So the Prima Gadim writes in the Psicha Kolelas, Prima Gadim, I remember when I was a junior madrich on NCSY Kolel, a long time ago, they didn't know what gift to get the madrichim, so Rav Shechter, they asked Rav Shechter what sefer should they get for the madrichim. So Rav Shechter said they just came out with a new edition of the Psicha Kolelis of the Prima Gadim, and they were like, the Psicha what? Like they had no idea. But sure enough, they came out with an enhanced version. The Prima Gadim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch is very, very tiny letters, and he has like 3 pages of like an introduction to learning. Of the different levels of Torah, Dinim D'Oraisa that are Mefurish B'Kra, Dinim D'Oraisa that are learned from the Yivgam Yishat Haran Jeshbet, different levels of Dinim D'Rabbanan, D'Rabbanan that have an Asmachta, D'Rabbanan that don't have an Asmachta, and he goes through all of the a lot of very interesting things about Talmud Torah and about how the Mesoras HaTorah works. And it's really like 3 pages in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, but someone took the teeny tiny letters of the Prima Gadim for 3 pages and made a two-volume sefer out of it, because you could expound. The Prima Gadim wrote very cryptically, very briefly. He just referred to sugyas and shas without explaining what the sugyas say. So that's what they quoted. So over there, the Prima Gadim writes that a din d'rabbanan that has an asmachta, we think of an asmachta very often as like, it's just a remez. It's like I don't know, a gematria or a Rashi Tevis or whatever. It's just a remez. It's not. It doesn't have actual deep meaning. But Prima Gadim says no. An asmachta, according to some Rishonim, it's machlokas Rambam and Ritva. The Ritva Maseches Rosh Hashanah and the Rambam Lakdamot to Bereshit Mishnayos. It's machlokas Rishonim. But according to some Rishonim, at least, an asmachta means that it's a din d'rabbanan, but it's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu like winked at the Rabbanan and said, here's where I want you to make a din. So that's a stronger din d'rabbanan than a regular din d'rabbanan. So it's possible the fact that we have an asmachta from a pasuk in the Torah strengthens the din of Big Day Shabbos. And maybe even with a nafkamina halacha lemaisa. The Ben Yoyada writes that it's possible that if a person can only afford one or the other, either yayin for kiddush or Big Day Shabbos. So which one should he buy? So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Yayin, Kiddush ala Yayin is not a Din D'Oraisa, according to almost every Rishon, right? Kiddush is a Din D'Oraisa. Zachris Yom HaShabbos Kacha. But Kiddush ala Yayin, Tadafki Yuz Yayin, not a Din D'Oraisa, right? So, but the Gemara Maseches has an Asmachta from a Pasuk that you're supposed to have Kiddush ala Yayin. So one might have thought, oh, Kiddush ala Yayin has got to beat Big Day Shabbos. It's got to be more important because there's an asmachta from a pasuk for Kiddush ala Yayin. There's no asmachta on a pasuk for a Big Day Shabbos. That's why this comment is so important in the Gemara. Minayin the Shinu Begadim in HaTorah, to tell me that not only is there an asmachta from a pasuk in Navi, which we already quoted, Yeshayahu Nunches, but there's also an asmachta from a pasuk in the Torah. So now that changes the calculus. If a person, lo aleinu, can only afford either Big Day Shabbos or or yayin for kiddush, says the Ben Yoyada, probably he should buy Bigdei Shabbos because it's a double asmachta min haTorah and min haNeviim. Whereas yayin for kiddush is only a single asmachta from the Torah itself. Okay, that's those are the makoros for the chiyuv. Like, where does the chiyuv come from? So that's what we have. We have Rabbi Yochanan calling his begadim that which honors him. The Gemara just telling us, by the way, when you wear Big Day Shabbos, if you can't afford Big Day Shabbos, it's another eight. So just lengthen your clothing. There are Talmidei Chacham like that will wear short jackets during the week and they wear long on Shabbos. You ever see Talmidei Chacham like this? Yeah, they it's a minhag. It goes back to the times of the Gemara. You know, Rav Belsky Zichrono Livracha used to wear tcheles only on Shabbos. On his talis katan. Talis gadol, he didn't wear tcheles, but he wore tcheles only on Shabbos on his talis katan until very late in life. I think much later in life, he started wearing it all the time. But he used to, for some tkufa, Rav Belsky only wore tcheles on Shabbos. So what's the inyan? You know, sometimes guys will ask, if I'm getting tcheles, should I dafka have it on my Shabbos tzitzis that I'm gonna wear tcheles? So that makes an assumption, by the way, that Big Day Shabbos includes tzitzis, that you should have Shabbos tzitzis. Mechitesi, who says that tzitzis is included? We'll have to see. We'll see if we get to it tonight. But why did Rav Belsky do that? Because at a certain point, Rav Belsky didn't want the world to know that he was wearing tcheles. He didn't want to ruffle any feathers. He didn't want to get people all agitated, and particularly he thought that since if you see someone wearing tcheles, there's a much higher likelihood that that person affiliates with the Dati Lumi community in Eretz Yisrael or the modern Orthodox world in America. Even though it's not 100% that way, obviously, there are a lot of Yidden, Hasidish Yidden that wear tcheles and Yidden in Lakewood that are wearing tcheles now. But Rav Belsky didn't want to agitate anybody, so he would dafka wear it, but he always wore his tzitzis out. So how is he going to wear his tzitzis out, wear tcheles, and have nobody see it? So during the week, he wears a short jacket. There was no way. But on Shabbos, he wore long. So on Shabbos, when he was wearing long, it was covered by his jacket anyway. So that's he felt safe wearing the tcheles. That's what they say. I think his nephew told me that. So anyway, but that's all based on this idea. It's based on this minhag. So here are the things I'd like to discuss in our time remaining. First of all, is this a chiyuv or is this just a midas chasidus that a person should wear Big Day Shabbos? Second of all, why? Why do we wear Big Day Shabbos? What's it a kiyum of? Meaning, I know, you have these asmachtas from the psukim and the Gemara tells me to do it. I'm being mekayim what mitzvah when I wear Big Day Shabbos? Third, are there any nafkaminas? What mitzvah I'm being mekayim Big Day Shabbos? And maybe we'll suggest five potential nafkaminas. And then, we probably won't get to it tonight, pretty confident we won't get to it tonight. How inclusive is that? Does it include, do you need Shabbos shoes? Growing up, we always had weekday shoes and Shabbos shoes. Are shoes a beged? Do you need Shabbos shoes in order to be mekayim Big Day Shabbos properly? So let's take one issue at a time. Issue number one, is it a chiyuv or is it a midas chasidus? Shulchan Aruch considered Reish Samach Beis Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes, listen to the lashon. Yishtadel sheyiyu lo begadim noim leShabbos. A person should be mishtadel that he should have nice clothing for Shabbos. Okay, you were all, most of you were in Israel for the year. You speak a little Hebrew. Yishtadel. Effort. Good. You should make an effort that you should have nice clothing for Shabbos. What does that sound like to you? Yes. Sounds like Midas Chasidus, right? Doesn't sound like a Chiyuv. You know, I don't say, try your best not to eat Chazer today. No, don't try your best. Absolutely do not eat Chazer today. And absolutely yes, put on tefillin tomorrow. Well, Yishtadel? What kind of lashon Yishtadel? So it sounds a little bit that it's only a Midas Chasidus. Problem is, whenever you have like a language, you have a word that could mean multiple things, or a word that's somewhat vague, you have to look at where else the author uses that word to see how he uses it. A good example of this, the Rambam has a phrase that he likes to use, midivrei sofrim. Divrei sofrim. What does the Rambam mean when he says midivrei sofrim? So it sounds like it's Rabbanan, right? No, prove that it's not. What? No. What do you, but how do you know the Rambam doesn't mean the Rabbanan? Megillah, okay, because it comes from Divrei Kabbalah, it comes from and it's Mefurish Al Yedei Nevi'im, right? And what else? Anyone learn Kiddushin? No, you never learn Kiddushin. So the Rambam talks about Kiddusha Kesef, right? Kiddusha Kesef, apparently, midivrei. So Kiddusha Kesef is daraisa. A woman's only married midrabanan when she gets married with. By the way, everyone who's married today is only married with Kiddusha Kesef. We use Shavah Kesef, we use a ring. It's all midivrei sofrim. No, the Rambam doesn't mean derabanan. But so sometimes you have to just look at how the author uses that word in other contexts to be able to figure it out. This is not the only halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says yishtadel. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Sadi, Si'if Tes, yishtadel adam lispalel bebeis haknesses imatzibur, that a person should be mishtadel to daven with a minion and not to daven biyachidus. Yishtadel. So what does that mean? Does that mean that davening with a minion is only something you should try to do? Amidas chasidus, but not a chiyuv? So this is a discussion. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva Negris Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Beis Simen Chav Zayin, Arachayim Chelek Beis Simen Chav Zayin, Rav Moshe writes that, no, of course it's a chiyuv. Chiyuv gom. You got to daven with a minion. It's not optional. It's not just amidas chasidus. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say the word yishtadel? So he says, because there are certain cases where you're putter from tefillah b'tzibur. If a person is, for example, traveling, and it would be more than a meal of a journey to go to daven, so he doesn't have to go more than a meal out of his way in order to go daven with the minyan. So you might have thought that you should compare all other tirchos with that tircha. Meaning, you might have said, "Oh, well, if I don't have to travel, a half hour out of my way to daven with the minyan, then I also don't have to miss the fourth quarter of the football game to daven with the minyan. Because you know what? I have a much easier time traveling a half hour than missing the fourth quarter of a playoff game. So it must be." A person will make a cheshbon. It must be that I'm not chayiv to daven with a minyan. You know, in the wintertime, in Chamar, I've always worked out as, in the wintertime, sometimes like in November, December, Minchas at like 4:20, and, the 1 o'clock game, and, it was going slow, and the commercials and whatever, and it's like just coming to an end at the time that. So it's a much bigger deal to me than traveling a half hour. So a person might make a cheshbon that he doesn't have to daven with a minyan. Rav Moshe doesn't give that example. I don't think he ever could have imagined that example. But you might have a havamina that you don't have to go through excessive tircha to daven with a minyan. Kamash mulan yishtadel. I mean, yishtadel is not less of a chiyuv. It's more of a chiyuv. It's where you need chizik. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, be mechazik yourself. You got to do this. Don't make excuses in your head. What kind of excuses will a person make about Big Day Shabbos? Well, a person might say, I know what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that if I can't afford Big Day Shabbos, I could just lower my regular weekday clothing, right? Or just make it longer. So it must be that Big Day Shabbos is not such a big deal. And therefore, if it's annoying for me to change into my Big Day Shabbos, I don't have to do it. No, yishtadel! So you got to wear Big Day Shabbos. So maybe the lashon yishtadel does not mean that it's optional. It could be that it's a chiyuv, but there's a reason to believe that a person will justify in his mind why he doesn't have to do it. However, there's a beautiful sefer called Emek Bracha. Anyone ever see the Emek Bracha? Yeah? Oh, of course. Who wrote it? No! The opposite. Talmud of the Bris Karav. Is that the opposite of Hasidish? I don't know if that's the opposite of Hasidish. Maybe not from is the opposite of Hasidish. I don't know. I'm not sure what the opposite of Hasidish is. People tell me I'm the opposite of Hasidish. I'm not sure. Anyway, so the Talmud of the Bris Karav, the Emek Bracha, I think he was like a super duper genius. He died, I think, when he was like 38 years old. In 1 year of Keli Masmidim, Avram Wein was the counselor for Keli Masmidim. He was the Mayor Averson of that year. And at the end, after davening every day, he did a piece from the Emek Bracha. He learned with the guys a piece from the Emek Bracha. Anyway, beautiful sefer. So in the Emek Bracha, he writes that based on the Lashon Yishtadel and based on a few other rayas, that Tefillah B'Tzibur is a hidur, and it's beautiful, and it's chashuv, and it's great, but not a chiv. Not a chiyuv against Rav Moshe, that it's not a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. Rav Shechter is more aligned with that view of tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Shechter often refers to it as the icing on the cake of your tefillah. If you can have a cake without icing, it's just not as delicious. But if you can have a davening without tefillah b'tzibur, but once you daven b'tzibur, it's like putting the icing on the cake. So from that perspective, yishtadel over there by davening with a minyan means Midas Chasidus, a Chumrah, something you should do, you should try for, but not a Chiyuv, and therefore maybe by Bikdei Shabbos, it also only means that it's something you should try for and not a Chiyuv. So that's what the that's how some of the Achronim understand. In Simin Reish Nun, the Shulchan Aruch also uses Yishtadel. What's the context? The Mechaber writes, Vafilu Yeshlo Kama Avadim L'Shamsho. Even if you have all these avadim that are willing to serve you, you have the housekeepers cleaning up everything on Friday, and you don't have to lift a finger, and you can go mess up your bed, and she'll make it anyway, and you could mess up your room, and she'll clean it up anyway. Yishtadel lahachin ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzorchei Shabbos kedei l'chadna. Person should be mishtadel to actively engage in Kavod Shabbos by preparing for Shabbos. Yishtadel to be engaged in Kavod Shabbos by preparing for Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara tells us in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, and then more elaborately in Masechah Shabbos, that the Gedolei Amorayim used to go out of their way dafka to be personally involved in the preparations for Shabbos. They would make a kugel, they would sweep the floors, they would do something to prepare for Shabbos. Rav Pam's grandson told me that Rav Pam used to make a kugel every Friday. So it's not that his grandmother didn't know how to cook, but Rav Pam thought that based on the Gemara says, the holy Tanaim and Amoraim, that this is what they would do, the covered Shabbos, on your own, even if you have other people that are willing to do it. But you shtadl to do it on your own. And in that context, the Bir Halacha writes that from the fact that the Lashon the Mechaber uses is yishtadel and not chiyuv, it sounds like it's not a chiyuv gamur. It sounds like it's not an absolute chiyuv. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing, that it must not be a chiyuv because yishtadel. So it's so fascinating. Because over here by Big Day Shabbos, no one makes that diyuk. They don't say, it must not be a chiyuv because he uses the term yishtadel. But if you look elsewhere, by Minyan it's machlokas, Rav Moshe versus the Emek Bracha, and by preparing for Shabbos, by making a kugel before Shabbos, or sweeping the floors before Shabbos, the Bir Halacha makes that diyuk, and it doesn't seem that anyone really argues that it's not a chiyuv, just based on the lashon yishtadel. Okay, so the jury is still out. Is it a chiyuv gamur, or is it just something? But certainly we're supposed to do it, right? We're supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos. It is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Now, why? What am I fulfilling when I put on Big Day Shabbos? What mitzvah am I doing? So the Shiltos Rav Chaigon, Shilta Aleph, says that a person is supposed to be misaneg b'Shabbos b'maychol b'mishta. A person should enjoy Shabbos with good food and good drink. Oneg Shabbos. Ulechabed es haShabbos b'levush k'sos yafa. And he should be mechabed Shabbos with good clothing. Whoa, so two different things. There's Oneg Shabbos and there's Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is good food and drink. Kavod Shabbos is nice clothing. So apparently, clothing is, what mitzvah am I fulfilling? Kavod Shabbos. And in fact, the Rambam says it pretty explicitly in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos. Umi kavod haShabbos, sheyilbash ksus nekiya, velo yamal b'shachol, kamal b'shashabbos. It's kavod of Shabbos to wear clean clothing and Shabbos clothing. So you see that it's clearly a din in kavod Shabbos. That's one possibility. The Zohar, however, in Parshas Vayakhel, talks about Big Day Shabbos as a din of Oneg Shabbos, as not a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos, but a fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. So I ask you, what's the difference? Kavod Shabbos versus Oneg Shabbos? They both sound nice. Like, do nice stuff for Shabbos. How do you define what's Kavod, what's Oneg? Any ideas? Kavod versus Oneg. Oneg would be, they're both different Kabbalah. They're both Yeshayahu Perek and Menuchas. They're both in the same pasuk.
Oneg is personally enjoyable, and
Kavod is more expressive. Oneg is more what you internalize. A very good svara, right? And certainly it fits. When I'm eating and drinking, it's what I'm personally enjoying. What I dress up as is what the world sees. Right, so dressing up what the world sees, that might be Kavod Shabbos. But when I'm eating and drinking, that might be Oneg Shabbos. Then the problem is, why would wearing Big Day Shabbos be Oneg Shabbos? Right, if Oneg Shabbos is what I'm personally enjoying. So the Rambam says it's Kavod Shabbos, but the Zohar says it's Oneg Shabbos.
The Kavod of preparation, Oneg is actual.
So there is a comment that the Brisker Rav is quoted as saying. Who quoted the Brisker Rav as saying this? His father, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the stencils in the Chiddush Mala Shas says that his son was mechadesh this beautiful idea that there's a difference between Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. That Kavod Shabbos is what you do in preparation in advance of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you do on Shabbos to enjoy the Shabbos. meaning it's a similar svara to what Wilimowski is saying, right? It's a similar svara in terms of expressive versus what you enjoy, but it's saying what you enjoy versus what you do in advance to show that you're honoring it. So he just changes it a little bit, that it's in advance versus on Shabbos. And now you can understand why wearing Shabbos clothing might be either one, right? You get dressed in Shabbos clothing when? Right before Shabbos, right? And when you put on nice clothing, it makes you feel different. It's enjoyable. You ever get dressed up for a wedding or something, and like right before the wedding, you're not a bald guy or anything, but like you feel like a mensch. You know, you feel like you maybe took another, just an extra little peek in the mirror one or two times. You know, like you feel like somebody, right? So that's oneg. There's a certain enjoyment in dressing up nicely. In fact, even though Reb Chaim quotes from the Brisker Rav Yonason Sachs Shlita points out that it's really a Bir HaGra. The Gra already said it on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Tov. The Gra already made that distinction. So the Brisker Rav didn't invent it. Right? It's Mefurish in the Bir HaGra. That which you do in advance of Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, that which you do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. Remember when I was learning in Karen B'Avna many, many years ago, my aunt and uncle lived in Rehovot, so I used to go there all the time for Shabbos meals, for the whole Shabbos, like every other week. I would go to my aunt and uncle for Shabbos. I didn't like staying in yeshiva for Shabbos. So I would always go, and they were so close to the yeshiva. It was like a 15-minute bus ride from KBY to Rehovot. They lived in Rehovot. So every once in a while, I'd bring a friend with me. Know how it works, right? Every time my aunt, Alea Shalom, would bring another dish to the table, my uncle would say, "Ah, l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh." So I had one friend who is a real Kalta Litvak, the opposite of a chassid, and he said to me afterwards, "It bothered me every time your uncle said that." I'm like, "What could have bothered you?" when my uncle, like, "Whoa," he said, "Because it's really Oneg Shabbos Kodesh. It's not Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Kavod is what you do in advance of Shabbos. He's eating it now, so it's Oneg Shabbos Kodesh." I said, "No, you got it all wrong. My uncle wasn't saying I'm about to enjoy the food. He was saying, look how hard you work to prepare this food for Shabbos." He was complimenting my aunt on her on her Kavod Shabbos, which probably he was, actually. But, you know, we don't have to be so, precise when, especially you learn, when complimenting a wife, you don't have to be 100% precise. Anyway, the third possibility of why you wear Shabbos clothes. So far we have Kavod Shabbos, that's the Rambam, and the Shildos Rabbi Chaigon, and we have Oneg Shabbos, that's the Zohar, even though the Zohar elsewhere seems to imply that it's Kavod Shabbos, but at least in one place the Zohar says that it's Oneg Shabbos. Then there's a suggestion of the Orchos Chaim. The Orchos Chaim says a person should wear Big Day Shabbos in order to remember that it's Shabbos Kodesh and that he's not allowed to do Malacha. A siyag that he doesn't come to be mechal Shabbos by forgetting that it's Shabbos. I mean, you can imagine, the guy is about to get into his car in the morning, and then he's going to be like, "Wait a second, why am I wearing a tie?" And he'll say, "Okay, it must be Shabbos, so I'm not going to get in my car." So that's going to be a siyag, it's going to be a built-in geder. And that fits a little bit with what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that if you don't have big, like we said before, if you don't have big day Shabbos, what do you do? You lower your begadim, you make your weekday begadim longer. Somehow they had like adaptable clothing that could be made longer. And Rashi explains that Ashirim used to walk that way. Why did Ashirim walk that way? Why only rich people? Why did only rich people have long clothing? Because rich people used to not work. They had servants doing all their work for them. And it's hard to work when you're wearing long. You ever, you know, you see those guys, you know how long it probably takes to like master that, like flips it, you know, so it's not easy to have the dexterity and the mobility to work when you're wearing long. So if Shabbos clothing is going to prevent you from working, so that's great. Meaning that's what the Orchos Chaim suggests. It's like a geder, a siyag, not to violate any malachas on Shabbos.
That would be shomar.
It would be a din derabanan to protect you for shmirah Shabbos. Yeah, for shomar. For all the los hases of Shabbos. So l'may nafkamina, whether it's kavod Shabbos, oneg Shabbos, or asiyag, gather lest you come. In a chinami. So what you have to say is that the Orchos Chaim is not saying it is exclusively about this; it is also about this, right? It has to be, meaning sometimes in the interest of saying a nice shir, you know, we make things very black and white. Maybe only me, but sometimes it's this or that. And the reality is that there's more complexity to it, is that there's more nuance to it. And there's no denying that the pasuk says v'chibadto, so there has to be some element of kavod Shabbos. But I guess the way to say it in a more nuanced way is there a way to fulfill some of these elements without the others? Meaning that the nafka mina is not, does it apply here, does it apply there? Is there a way to fulfill some of these elements of, let's assume they're all three true, that it's kavod Shabbos, it's oneg Shabbos, and it's a gedder that you're not going to come to violate any malachas. So is there a way that you fulfill some without the others? So let's suggest maybe, we'll see if we have time, but five nafka minas. Nafka mina number one, when do you have to get dressed for Shabbos? So the Gra, as we said, kavod Shabbos means you got to do whatever you do before Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you enjoy on Shabbos. And a gezeira that you not come to do malacha, you just have to do it as soon as Shabbos starts. But lav dafka before Shabbos. That might be enough kamina. So what's the halacha taka? When do you have to get dressed for Shabbos? So it's an interesting thing. The Rama writes in Reish Tanach Beis, Sif Gimel, that a person should get dressed for Shabbos right after his shower on Erev Shabbos. And that's the kavod Shabbos. And therefore, Lo Yirchatz Shabbos al Samuch LeErev. You shouldn't shower until late in the day on Erev Shabbos, so that you could put on your big day Shabbos right away, and it will be evident that you're getting dressed L'Kavod Shabbos. That's what the Rama writes. Not always the best Eitzah for Shalom Bayis, right? If you have a large family and you know, people need showers and everyone's waiting till the last minute and there's no hot water left, and you know, so maybe not always the best Eitzah for Shalom Bayis. But you know, if you're living alone, or it's you and a roommate or something, and you, there's plenty of time for everyone to shower. That's what the Rama writes. L'chachil. The Bir Agra quotes a makar for that, based on, remember we said before, the one in the makara for Big Day Shabbos was Naomi saying to Rus to get dressed, but she didn't just tell her to get dressed. V'rachatzta, v'sachta, v'samta sim l'sayich. She told her, bathe, anoint yourself, and then put on your Big Day Shabbos. So it was dafka in the same breath that she says put on Big Day Shabbos. She first says and take a shower. So you see that there is this connection, the Bir Agra points out, between showering and putting on Big Day Shabbos, which also speaks very much to kavod Shabbos, because kavod Shabbos is not just something you happen to do before Shabbos. If I turn on the lights in the morning, on Friday morning, I just forget to turn them off, and the lights are therefore on for Shabbos, was I kind of kavod Shabbos by turning on those lights in the morning? I prepared for Shabbos, now there's light in my house on Shabbos. Is that a key of kavod Shabbos? No. It's a key of kavod Shabbos when someone lights candles on Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. Why? Because it's obvious that you're doing that for the sake of Shabbos. If it's not obvious that you're doing it for the sake of Shabbos because you're doing it too early in the day, then maybe it's not a din, maybe it's not a kiyum of kavod Shabbos. So that's what the Gra writes. Mishra Brura in Sivkat Nir Aleph over there in Siman Reish Samach Beis says that Nashim are knowing before lighting the Neiros to shower and to wear Big Day Shabbos and Ashrei Lehem. That's a wonderful thing. To dafka light Neiros Shabbos while wearing Big Day Shabbos. So you see very clearly it is this din that of kavod Shabbos that it makes everything look like that you're getting in the mode of preparing for Shabbos. So that is one possible nafka mina. If a person puts on Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos, maybe it's not a din, it's not a kiyum of kavod Shabbos, but it is a kiyum of Oneg Shabbos, if he enjoys it, right? And maybe it's a partial kiyum of the geder not to violate malacha. Because so as far as he is into Shabbos of not having the Big Day Shabbos on, so he has not built that geder in. But now he has, that he's put on the Big Day Shabbos. Another nafka mina might be, do Big Day Shabbos have to look different than Big Day Chol? If it's a din of kavod Shabbos, it could just be changing into clean clothing is enough to be mechaved Shabbos. Person's wearing dirty clothes, changes into clean clothing. You know, sometimes it's not so easy to be mechalik between Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Chol. You know, some of you probably one day will become lawyers, others will become rabbis. Either way, you're wearing a suit every day. So if you wear a suit every day, how do you mechabit Shabbos? Right, so so if you're a rabbi, you say, okay, I'll wear my old suits during the week and my new suits, my nicer suits, on Shabbos, because it's socially acceptable for rabbis during the week to wear old, you know, worn down suits, right? You know, I have these brown suits that my wife doesn't let me wear on Shabbos. Okay, so it's socially acceptable to wear ugly suits during the week. But if you're a lawyer, not acceptable. you got to wear nice clothing. So how do you distinguish between big day? So maybe just have it different. Even if it's not going to be nicer, it's just different. So you're setting aside something for Big Day Shabbos. Maybe that's enough to be Mechabit Shabbos. Is it with the din of Oneg Shabbos? Maybe, yeah, maybe no. Maybe Ksus Nekiah is enjoyable enough, or maybe you need Begadim Yuchadim. If it's a hecker, then it for sure doesn't work. Right? So maybe it may be good enough for Kavod Shabbos, maybe not. Maybe good enough for Oneg Shabbos, maybe not. Debatable on both of those. But as far as the geder to prevent you from doing malacha, probably not, because it doesn't look any different than your regular clothing. Now, do you taka need clothing that looks different? So Ben Yoyada writes, from the Lashon to Gemara, it sounds like it's not good enough to change your clothing. It has to actually be different clothing. Because the Gemara does not say, v'chibadito shetachlif begadecha b'shabbos, that you should change your clothing on Shabbos. No. The Gemara says, "Shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos ki malbushcha shel chol," that your Shabbos clothing should not be like your weekday clothing; that it should be different in some way. The trick I came up with when I, started teaching and I had to wear suits every day is that my weekday shirts have buttons on the sleeves, and my Shabbos shirts are cufflink shirts. I had to come up with something, right? So some way to distinguish between what your Big Day Shabbos look like and what your weekday clothing looks like. But it has to be different, says the Ben Yoyada. Now, in the Arizal, in Shara Kavanos, he writes that a person has to wear Big Day Lavan, dafka white clothing on Shabbos. You ever walk through the old city and you see like those guys from the Kabbalah Yeshiva wearing the long white flowing clothing on Shabbos? Yeah, some Mitziv guys here. So, Kakotel guys, Mitziv guys, you've seen this, yeah? I remember I was once walking through the old city on a Friday night, and there was a guy in long white flowing robe. I'm like, who's that clown? And it turned out it was my first cousin. You know, so I have interesting cousins. He was learning in the there's a Kabbalah Kol right there, right? Right near Yeshiva Kotel? No? Isn't it? Am I wrong about it? No? I think so. Either that, or he was going somewhere every day, but I think it was the Kabbalah Kol over there. Anyway, so the Arizal writes, dafka white clothing on Shabbos. And not only that, he says, whatever clothing you wear on Shabbos, ba'olam hazeh, that's what they're going to dress you in Olam Haba, whatever that means. And it says in Shara Kavanos, the Chaim Vital writes that the Arizal one time had a giloy. He got to see a neshama of a particular chacham who had died sometime earlier, and he saw that this neshama was wearing black. So he said, "What's going on? You're a chacham. Why are you wearing black?" So he said, "Because in Olam Hazeh I would wear black on Shabbos, and therefore they're punishing me that in the Olam Emes that I have to wear black as well." So there's this idea that there is this match between what you wear on Shabbos versus what you wear in the Olam Emes. Bir Alach in Simrei Sanchez isn't sure that you're allowed to wear white on Shabbos. So Machziki Yuara, it looks like an arrogant thing to do. So he quotes that the El Yerabba brings a raya from the Gemara that the Rabbanon used to dafka wear black on Shabbos. But in the end he says, you know, I wear white, you know, at home. You know, some people do that they don't wear something super duper fancy out. They wear like a regular suit out, and then at home when they sit down for the suda, you ever see this? A tishbekesha, no? They sit down for the suda, they put on some special kind of clothing for the suda. Where does that come from? Why dafka now? When you go out, put it on. Why you put it? Because the Bir Alacha talks about how it might be yuara to wear certain types of clothing when you go out in public, but in your own home, it's not a violation of yuara. I think someone just told me, one of my cousins told me that his grandparents were very close with Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe used to vacation in the summer by his grandparents' home in Connecticut. They had like a nice property there. So he said that he remembers Rav Moshe used to come to the table and he'd put on a tishbekesha for the table. He would wear such a special begad miyuchad, like a robe, dafka for Shabbos. Rav Moshe Weinberger does it when he does his fireside chats, and you know, anyone see Rav Moshe Weinberger's fancy robe? Okay. All right. Anyway, the Reb Moshe would wear a special tishbek. So for that, that's perhaps based on that bir halacha. In Rav Chaim Palagi, in his Ruach Chaim, says that you should be knowing, like the Arizal, to wear something white on Shabbos, and therefore the practice is a white shirt. That even if a person, during the week, that's a good etzah for a lawyer. That a lawyer could wear a blue shirt or whatever else, as long as it's crisp and it's buttoned down or whatever. But on Shabbos, he should wear dafka white. That dafka, based on this Arizal, that there should be something white. Another nafkamina, okay, last thing. Another nafkamina, Shabbos Chazon. Do you wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon? So the Yor Zeruah writes, and the Mordechai writes, that you shouldn't change your clothing into Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. You should stay in your weekday clothing. And the Ramah paskens that way. The Ramah writes that a Baal Bris, if there's a Bris Mila during the 9 days, should wear Big Day Shabbos. But otherwise, even on Shabbos Chazon, you don't wear a Big Day Shabbos. But the Maimer Mordechai says, Ein Kein Minageinu, that's not our minug. We wear Big Day Shabbos. Yeruch HaShulchan says, that minug has long been forgotten. We wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. The Yeruch HaShulchan has a theory as to why the minug used to be different. He said, the clothing, the Shabbos clothing used to be not so different than the weekday clothing, but now when Shabbos comes, everyone puts on their shtreimel, so it looks very different than their weekday clothing, and therefore it would be avelus befarhesia if you didn't wear Big Day Shabbos. So that's how might this be enough, Kamina? So if it's, you didn't cover Shabbos or onik Shabbos, then it's a din midivrei Kabbalah. Shabbos Chazon, the idea of not wearing Big Day Shabbos throughout the 9 days, is a minag. So you're going to, what's going to win, a din midivrei Kabbalah or a minag? So Pashto says din midivrei Kabbalah, but if you hold that, it's only this like informal gzeira of lest you come to violate malacha, so then it could very well be that that the minog would override a gzeira that was never even a formal gzeira. It's just this extra advantage of Big Day Shabbos. So it could be that that there would be no inyan on Shabbos Chazon. It would not, on Shabbos Chazon, that inyan would not be the mechayev to wear Big Day Shabbos. All right, the nafkaminas that we skipped, you could think about, is what if your clothing is extremely uncomfortable and you need Shabbos pajamas? And does we also skipped another nafkamina? Do all of your clothing need to be Big Day Shabbos? Because you need Shabbos undershirts, Shabbos socks, all of those things. So you could think about that, how those things are nafkaminas. Okay, enjoy the rest of your night. I'm going to have to run to give a shiur in the office now, but I'll try to be around.